Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, your gateway to the trends and tropes of the horror genre. And now your hosts, the maniacal Mike Campbell and the egregious Eric Lee.
And super
Liz
duper,
Williams.
Super duper extra special guest, Liz Williams. Tonight we're going to be teasing out for you in a couple of weeks, in a scant number of weeks, we will be going south. The Scariest Things Podcast is headed south to New Orleans, yeah. Louisiana, where we will be at the Overlook Film Festival, joined by Liz. And so we're going to tease out for you. This is kind of a, this is the tease to the Overlook Film Festival and sort of the tease to the late summer, early fall, winter blockbuster films. Although one of the films I'm going to talk about is actually a film that has been kicking around on the circuit now for, I think, well over a year. And I don't know how it's ended up at the Overlook, but it has ended up at the Overlook.
I think I know what you're going to, we'll probably be talking about a bunch of these things, but I think I know what you're going to describe here.
And so tonight we're going to give to you our ESP-like premonitions about what we think the coolest things.
What are people going to be talking about?
Yes. What are people going to be talking about? What is going to be the hype at the Overlook Film Festival? We know one of them.
Yeah.
One of them is The Dead Don't Die. Dead Don't Die.
The opening night film.
Yep. Yes, the opening night film. I mean, that is going to be extra duper, super duper spectacular and very special to see that.
It's the world premiere or the U.S. premiere.
The U.S. premiere. I mean, Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Chloe Sevigny, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Caleb Landry Jones, Rosie Perez, Iggy Pop, Sarah Driver, RZA, Carol Kane, Selena Gomez, and some guy named Tom Waits.
I'm going for the Selena Gomez, guys. So, Selena Gomez.
Just as a preview for Mike, who didn't get to go last year, and I know that. Just as a bit of backtracking here, this sort of marks the anniversary for where Liz and I met each other.
Yes, we did at the Hereditary screening.
I was best friends at first horror screening. I guess that's an old adage, right?
Friends make horror.
Right.
Horror makes friends.
Yes.
Both.
And at the movie was at the Le Petit.
Theater.
In the French Quarter,
which means small horror.
And we are in, it's going to be in the same theater. The red carpet, it's going to be interesting to see who shows up for this thing. I mean, because they're not doing the U.S. premiere at the Mans in Hollywood. They're doing it in New Orleans. So is Adam Driver going to be there? Is Bill Murray going to be there? I mean, it's going to be
Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
And Tom Waits. I mean, it's RZA. Like, it's. Tom Waits, I think, doesn't he live in New Orleans, if I'm not
mistaken? He frequents New Orleans, you know, and we get a lot of, you never know who's going to be around down here filming. Sure. There's so much filming, or even if it's film things, Atlanta gets a lot, so they're close.
Right.
So
right.
We'll see. It could be very interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see who wants to brave the heat.
Yeah, Jim Jarmusch, not known as a horror director, though he did the Tilda Swinton Vampire
Only Lovers Left Alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's going to be the opening movie now. Yep. That's going to be a big thing. But they're going to have, I mean, Liz, did you count up how many films we've got?
I think they said, I think on the site they said there's 21.
There's about 20. Yeah. We're probably over 20.
I think they said, on the Overlook site, it said 21 feature length films. And I think they said 40 some shorts.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember
correctly. Two short blocks that are pretty big.
Yep.
So we're going to be challenged to try and catch all of these things. I think Liz and I have been talking about dividing and conquering because there's only so many places we can be at one time.
Yes. We're going to do our darndest.
Yeah.
And so, all right. But
let's roll through these things.
Yeah. Why don't we tell people where we're going to be? And they can look us up and they can give us a high five when they see us in the theater watching. Eric, why don't you go first?
All right. So I'm just going to scroll through these things.
Sure. But what's the one thing you want to see? Come on.
The one thing that I want to see, interestingly, this is going to be weird because after seeing Under the Shadow.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something I'm very curious to see what Islamic horror films are doing. And there's this film called Dhakra, which is a Tunisian film.
List. Yeah.
Now, this is probably, I might be sitting in a theater with 10 other people for this one. And I think the funny thing is I've learned that the New Orleans or the Overlook Film Festival it's a professional's convention. It is right. Not really like San Diego Comic-Con. There's no toy booths. There's no autograph signings. It's really a place where the directors go to sell their distribution rights to things like Shudder and Netflix.
Right. And that's why we're going there.
Yeah.
Because we're professionals.
We're media now. So this is cool. But yeah, so this is, I'd be really interested to see how Dhakra does. I mean, because this falls into something like Tigers Are Not Afraid.
Sure.
Right? This is, you know, I know there's going to be movies that are going to show up later on, you know, Depraved is going to show up the Portland Horror Film Festival
right,
later.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's some of these things like I can catch that one later if necessary.
All right.
But Dhakra. That's Dhakra. That is a Tunisian film from Abdelhamid Bouchnak, and it's a sounds like it's the when a trio of Tunisian journalism students hubristically journey to a small town to solve 25-year-old mystery of a mutilated woman. They come across a community packed with well-spiced secrets. It's like, could be interesting.
Sure. Little turmeric
yeah.
on the side of your horn. All right, Liz, what do you got? What is the thing you want to see? One of the things you want to see.
Well, I'm kind of excited for the world premiere of Satanic Panic.
Hell yes.
At the Overlook, it's going to be awesome. It's also going to be at Le Petit. So Satanic Panic is the Fangoria released film written by Grady Hendrix,
Yay.
Who's one of my favorite horror authors, and it stars Rebecca Romijn, Stamos. Excuse me, Jerry O'Connell. I apologize.
Yes, from the great film Piranha.
Yeah,
3D.
Yes,
from Piranha 3D.
Well, it was that double D. Yeah. I think is what it's called. To be specific.
It's about a pizza delivery girl who makes a delivery to a house in a very fancy, ritzy neighborhood and kind of stumbles into a satanic ritual. Hijinks ensue. I have gotten the pleasure of screening it because it will be making its West Coast U.S. premiere at the Portland Horror Film Festival June.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be really fun to have at the Overlook. It is a really good time. It is gross. It is scary. It is funny. It is everything you could want from a horror movie. So I'm really excited to have it there.
This director, Chelsea Stardust.
Oh, Chelsea Stardust. Yeah.
I don't know if that's her real name. If her real name is Stardust, that's a pretty cool last name. But she also, I mean, she, I think this is her first feature length film. She's done lots of little bits and pieces. But she did do a film, a great little film called Slay Purview. In 2017. And if that film is any indication of her chops and what she brings to the screen, this will surely be, Satanic Panic will surely be a very, very violent and gory film. Because Slay Purview is super gory.
Well, you know, and I think we're going to get the opportunity to meet with potentially Grady Hendrix and Amanda Presmick of Fangoria,
right.
who
right.
we've managed to stay in contact over the course of the year. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right. What I am looking forward to seeing is a film directed by Severin Fiala and Veronica France called The Lodge. This involves a soon to be stepmom who snowed in with her fiance's two children at a remote holiday village. Just as relations begin to thaw between the trio, strange and frightening events threaten to summon psychological demons from her strict religious childhood. Speaking of cults, which we just talked in our last podcast, episode 61, this is episode 62, and I forgot to mention that when we jumped into this podcast, but we were talking about in episode 61, we touched a little bit on cults. This film, The Lodge, involves a cult. The main character, was raised in a cult, and she's dealing with the psychology, the pressures, the shame of said cult, as she's trying to counterbalance that amongst dealing with her fiancé's being a stepmom, potentially. Mm-hmm. She's in sort of in a trial phase for stepmotherhood with her fiancé's kids. It's got some glimmers of The Shining, believe it or not, just in terms of the sort of the atmosphere and the seclusion. It's got some elements of Hereditary, believe mm-hmm. it or not, in terms of both the family dynamic. And there's a quick cut in the trailer to a dollhouse, and you get to peek inside the dollhouse.
A real direct connection.
Yes, I don't know if that's a total and straight up Hereditary riff off or not, but it looks really, really great. There's it's got a great poster. The poster for The Lodge is really awesome. It's this beautifully ornate snowflake that's got sort of blood dripping off of it. And there's also one really, really killer scene in the trailer where they look outside and there's like somebody has made about like a million snow angels in the front of the front of the house.
Nothing creepy about that.
Yeah, nothing creepy about that. It looks super duper good. It's not going to be released, official released until August 22nd, 2019. Oh, wow. But we will hip you to The Lodge.
Yeah, and the great thing for us is when we get the early screenings, you have to come to us because there's not a whole lot of other folks covering it at this point.
That's right.
Yay.
All right, Eric, what do you got next?
So the next one that I want to go to, actually, I got sort of clued into this one by friend of the podcast, JK, mm-hmm. who is our... on Facebook, a connection who really promotes the horror and genre film festivals, and he goes to all of these things.
Right.
And in quizzing him about what movies that he's seen so far, what's really good, Daniel Isn't Real is supposed Ooh. To be. He said that's one of the best things he's seen so far. Director Adam Egypt Mortimer, hell of a name. It says here, when a distraught...
It'd be better if he married Chelsea Stardust and then he was Adam Egypt Mortimer Stardust.
Do it. Let's make this happen. We can get a meeting going on here, right? It's like love at the Overlook Film Festival. What could be better? So, this one's... to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about this, but the formal description here is when a distraught college freshman faces an unimaginable family trauma, he turns to a sadistic imaginary friend from childhood for help, probably not a good idea, hoping to unleash some long forgotten strength. What he friends instead will alter his life forever in this mind altering new film from director Adam Egypt Mortimer.
Stardust.
Eric, is this the one that is starring Elijah Wood?
Well, there's Elijah Wood's going to be no. I think Elijah Wood is going to be there for Come film? To Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Which, another movie, totally worth checking out. Just because I think Elijah Wood and Maniac,
right?
And Frodo.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So perfect okay, trifecta. You're right. All right, Liz, what do you got next?
The one that I'm excited to see, and this one has been kicking around for a while. So Eric, I wonder, Mike, I wonder if this is the one you were kind of mentioning, is Nightmare Cinema.
That is. We had two crossovers because I am also excited to see Satanic Panic, but I'm also excited to see Nightmare Cinema.
I am super excited for this. It's a anthology. It's got Joe Dante, Mick Garris, David Slade, Ruhi Kitamura, and Alejandro Bruges directing the pieces. It's kind of hosted, Crypt Keeper-esque, if you will, by Mickey Rourke as the projectionist.
Who looks like a Crypt Keeper.
He does now. I miss his old face.
Yes, his plastic surgery is a little much.
Don't need a whole lot of makeup effects to make him spooky.
But, an anthology film gives you a chance where if you don't like one part, you don't have to wait too long for another part to come up. But this one I've been hearing really good things about. And with the caliber of directors contributing to it, I think that we're in for a treat. And it's from 2018, so it has been kicking around, I think, mostly at festivals. I don't even think it's available for streaming yet, because sometimes they jump straight to streaming. So I'm really excited to see this one.
I don't think any of the films, and again, because of the nature of the Overlook Film Festival, none of these films have distribution yet. And so so nothing's available for streaming.
So,
and nothing's actually formally showed up in the theaters.
No, the
hopefully it means it's good if it's still looking. You know, I don't know. Is it bad that it's still looking for distribution?
Well, you know,
we'll find out.
Here's what I think. The Rotten Tomatoes has an aggregate score of 88%, which is pretty solid. It's got an average rating of 6.5 out of 10. So that's also pretty solid.
Wow, but
the other thing I'm thinking of is just the provenance of the directors. I mean, Joe Dante did Piranha, Rock and Roll High School, Howling, Twilight Zone, and Gremlins. And then Mick Garris did Critters 2, Psycho 4, Sleepwalkers, The Stand, and he directed the 1997 made-for-TV movie, which you can only get on gray market, The Shining.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Ryuhei Kitamura at Overlook last year. He showed Downrange.
Yeah.
Which is serial killer with a sniper rifle.
Right.
He was fascinating to listen to. He's a good storyteller too.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see which of these directors show up for the presentation.
I mean, even though Mickey Rourke is weird and he looks weird in the trailer, and it, you know, is a little off-putting, I'm hopeful that this is going to be a pretty cool film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, what do you got next, Eric?
Okay, so for my next one, and I'm going to kind of. So this, I'm going to show some of my other geek roots here. And again, this one may be one that that I go to and you guys don't, but I really want to see the Swamp Thing. It's like I saw Swamp Thing's going to show. I want to get an advanced copy. I also know that it's going to be showing on the streaming universe. And so part of this, for my own selfish reasons, is I want to go see this to see if I want to pony up the money to get the DC streaming service to get.
But now this Swamp Thing is sort of based on the Alan Moore Swamp Thing.
Probably more on the Scott Snyder Swamp Thing on the New 52. But I think a lot of the popularity of the Swamp Thing is the Miller run.
Yeah.
It takes those same, it's clearly it's horror.
Right.
I think I posted the trailer for this on the Arbor Day special.
Yeah.
And it's, I kind of want to see how gross is it going to be. Right. I kind of want to see, it's like, what are they going to do? Because it's James Wan is producing it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who are really proud of this production. They get a lot of screenings of movies at Overlook. And so these things are vetted. And if it's showing at Overlook, I'm assuming it's good.
Right.
But, you know... again, this is one of those ones that's like one of these things is not like the other. It's like Swamp Thing. What is Swamp Thing doing here? It's like, but I can't help myself. I'm gonna go check this out.
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
No, it looks good.
Liz.
Okay. Well, since I already dropped is that the Elijah Wood one, Bob? I'm gonna talk about the Centerpiece film, which is the Elijah Wood film, Come to Daddy. It's directed by Ant Timpson. It's 2019, and the summary is Norval, a troubled young man, travels to a small seaside town to answer a letter from his long-lost father. When he gets there, the two begin to reconnect, but Norval can't shake the feeling that something is drastically off. Elijah Wood stars in this hilarious, terrifying, twisty thrill ride. So that sounds fun, and Elijah Wood, he did Cooties, which was crazy, funny horror comedy, you know, Maniac, which is not funny in the slightest bit. So I really like what he's been doing in the kind of horror genre. So I'm excited to see it, and he's going to be there, and I think he's also going to be doing some live podcasting or like taping episode of a podcast there, which Overlook also does. So I'm kind of excited to see this film. It was like a later edition add to the schedule as a centerpiece film. So I think we're going to be lucky to have it.
Yep.
Did you see either the 1981 Maniac with the William Lustig one or the most recent one? Yeah. Or did you see
I've seen both.
And what did you think of the second one? Because I think the first one is super good.
Yeah. The one, the Elijah Wood remake, I did see it. I thought it was pretty good. But it's The original one terrifies me more because that sleazy 70s vibe just gets under my skin. I can't,
once you,
even though the maniac is not nice at all, once you kind of clean it up and polish it up and put it into the now, it loses that edge of New York in the 70s. You are not safe. It is dirty. It is slummy. And that actor is just, creepy.
And that axe wound might get infected.
Yeah, it would.
New York is just so dirty.
Oh, it would. that element just adds the, grossness and gives me like a heebie-jeebies. I don't like it.
Yes.
It's 70s element that just makes it even creepier.
No, I'm excited to see this Elijah Wood film as well, just because the story sounds kind of interesting, and it seems like right now in American horror, a lot of the horror is based around not so much the paranormal or the serial killer or the monster, but sort of the deep dark secret of the family dynamic kind of horror. And this sort of is parked in that, definitely parked in that camp. And it seems interesting to me.
Oh yeah. All of these things. I mean, the great thing is we'll be able to just absorb it all. There were great movies that I missed out on. The funny thing is that I passed on Puppet Master The Littlest Reich, thinking it was like, nah, come on, it's Puppet Master. Turned out Puppet Master The Littlest Reich is awesome. And so I now go, I've learned my lesson. Overlook does a very good job of screening their films.
And Eric has seen all 14 Puppet Master films since.
I have not. I've seen 3 Puppet Master films. I kind of got, after the first, the Puppet Master 1 and 2 were okay.
I did go back and re-review late in 2018, so just a scant number of months ago, 5 months ago, I did review the first Puppet Master film from 1986, I think it was.
Full Moon Video.
Yeah, Full Moon Video, and that is, you can read the review on scariestthings.com, 1T.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? You got anything else? I got nothing.
I do. Because
Liz and I clashed on 2 of ours.
Well,
I got more.
I do. We could just run down the list. I kind of want to see them all, but
I'm going to see 3 films, and then I'm going to go eat po' boys and beignets.
Well, I live walking distance from one of the best po' boy places in the city, so we're good. Yeah. We gotcha.
Done.
Yeah. I want to see Ma. With Octavia Spencer. I think that this is...
She looks wonderfully manic in this film.
Yeah, you know, and this is...
Not maniac, manic.
She's going against type.
Totally against type.
She has always been kind of the sassy kind of... But she's usually the buddy the companion.
Yep.
And now she gets to play the lead, and she's a hell of an actress.
Oh yeah, and she does the robot in the trailer.
Yeah,
she does,
which is pretty damn awesome.
So you know she's an Oscar winner, and this is one where, I think, given an opportunity to play a villain, and it's like, honey, stretch those acting chops. You know, just go out and get this. If she nails this on the head, because I think this one has the potential, because of her name recognition,
right?
That this one might end up with a major distributor,
right?
Or it might end up in something like Mandy, where it gets to be like a featured Netflix or a featured Shudder piece.
I think it's already supposed to be coming out in the theaters. So
yeah,
I think what we're getting is kind of a sneak peek.
Yeah, okay. It is supposed to get a theatrical release. Yeah,
yeah.
And the premise behind it is so wonderful too, so wonderfully believable that these kids are out actively. Their whole goal in life is to go find booze, and they have this woman who not only says, "I will buy you booze, but you can come and party at my house." Like what? Yeah, what 15, 16-year-old wouldn't take you up on that?
Sucker.
All right, Liz, you got anything else before we on out of here?
I'm really looking forward to, not film-wise, but Grady Hendrix is doing 2 panels again this year. One is Paperbacks from Hell Part 2, What About the Children, in which he is going to explore some of the like crazy, almost quote unquote children's horror, things like Christopher Pike and R.L. Stein and all the books that I grew up reading. Mm-hmm. And then he's also doing one called We Sold Our Soul about kind of the 80s heavy metal satanic panic that pairs with his book. So The Overlook, while it doesn't have like a dealer's room or a merch table, it has panels, it has, you know, these live performances, and it also has like immersive games, which I don't know. I didn't get to take part last year in any of those, either. But I might try to check some of that out.
There's one where they're doing, I'm probably going to bungle this a little bit, but they're, as I understand it, they're going to be doing like a campfire, like telling scary ghost story around a campfire.
The virtual reality thing, I did that last year.
Yeah.
They are very impressive what mm-hmm. they do with their virtual reality studios. I think they're probably going to be hosting those. Last year they did it at the Bourbon Orleans. And
this year their venue is a little bit further outside. It's the Hotel Peter and Paul, which is down in the Marigny. So still it's right outside the French Quarter, still walking distance, looks like a really cool place. But, and one of the VR things is like directed by Alexander Aja. So I mean, like there's some huge horror names behind these. So I don't know if it's going to be like haunted house, which I can't do. I don't want to be really scared in real life. I want to be scared on screen. So I might be just talking here and saying I want to do it and chicken out at the last minute. I don't know.
Liz, I'll tell you what.
Liz, we can go get a drink while Eric does the...
All right. That's good. Yeah.
This is going to be between sessions with Grady's panel. So what we'll have to do is catch the We Sold Our Souls panel and then step out, do the... do some of the immersive stuff, and then you can go back in and do the back half of your Grady Hendrix.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try. The Paperbacks from Hell Part 2, I've got to see. His last one last year was awesome. And, yeah, I think it's going to be like, see the first panel, run into the quarter to catch the movie, run back over. Like, hopefully. That's, you know, we can carry our drinks to go here. So it'll be good anyway when we're walking through the theaters. So.
They had some other events that they did last year that I didn't catch, but I don't know if... because it was like they called... Where is it? I'm looking for it right now. The pumpkin pie show. Did you catch that last year?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. But and I think they've got some other podcasts that are going there, and they just have all sorts of cool stuff. So
it is the Unspooled podcast with Amy Nicholson and Paul Scheer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that looks like it could be a lot of fun. I did last year they had Amy Nicholson did her
Canon podcast.
Yeah, right. And they debated Exorcist versus Exorcist 3.
Right.
And that was great. And then the side thing was I got to meet all those folks, including Amy and Udo Kier
after
the whole thing. So it was like totally cool.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right. So lots much fun. And lots. I'm officially excited.
Yes.
After the
podcast. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be hot. Great time of year to spend it in the theater in the air conditioning.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be early June in New Orleans.
It's going to be hot, guys.
Eric's getting his seersucker suit back from the dry cleaner right before we go.
I'm already starting a good flop sweat just in anticipation.
Yep. Pack your shorts. Yeah, you're not going to want to wear pants.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining on the Scariest Things podcast, and we'll see you in New Orleans in 2.5 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yep. Crazy.